Lou and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Oh, what a week it was, Lou. It was a week where we gave away $500, and we live and love for giving away cash.
Do we ever? How good is giving away cash? It's just warm and fuzzy, and it's not our cash, so we particularly love giving
right.
it away.
That's the key difference,
yeah,
Lou,
it
to
is.
Be fair.
Sure.
So Judy won $500, which was absolutely amazing with our free money minute. So it's just the classic 10 questions, 60 seconds, but it's all about the pressure. Whenever you test me, Lou, I feel like I've got a pretty solid general knowledge,
yeah.
but I just...
It's like, answering the questions really quickly, isn't it?
I just
UK,
go
Matt,
into a fetal position
honest,
and then I
do.
Go into the corner and then I cry because I'm not good with pressure
it's
in those situations.
It's not good seeing you
Luke.
Rocking back and forth.
No.
But Suzette this morning, close. 9 out of 10 correct.
Another amazing run. And
so
she actually
good.
Had to pass one of them and she went back.
I know, and got it right. After the pass, so that's the key. If you don't know the answer quickly, you've got to pass and just get on with it.
Now, if you're planning to play it, we do it at about 10 past 8 every day, weekday mornings, and you'll be able to hear Suzette's crack at it in our catch-up podcast. So maybe have a listen if you haven't heard or if you're just, you know, really trying to get into the groove, just listen to the way she went about it, Lou, because I love the way she passed nice and quickly. She didn't she didn't think rigorously over it and then lose time. She just went pass and then she came back to it and nailed it.
I know. It was beautiful. And Judy, who won it earlier in the week, said Millionaire Hot Seat had helped her to get $500.
Yeah. It's an awesome cop. It's our free money minute and it's brand new for 2021. But let's kick off with something a little bit different, Lou. It is, of course, the Australian Open on the way and we needed the best possible person to talk us through the controversial build-up.
We did indeed and here he is.
Here's border tennis legend, the one and only Sam Groth. Morning, Grothy.
Yeah, good morning. You're right. Plenty of controversy around, but I also do like being called a legend. That doesn't happen very often.
Oh, you're a border legend, Sam.
Yeah, of course. We love it that you're from here. Now, Sam, obviously it's just dominating the news at the moment. There's been a lot of whinging from players and people surrounding the Australian Open that have had to fly in and quarantine. But now it seems like it was a very wise move.
Yeah, exactly. You look at what's happened with Paula Badosa. She was extremely vocal in not wanting to undergo the very strict quarantine rules. So not just the rules for players coming in. They had 14 days. They had 5 hours to practice. Of course, those players that were on those close contact flights, of which Badosa was one of them, not very happy about being locked in a room for 14 days, even though that was communicated to the players coming in. But as you said, 7 days into her quarantine, she's now tested positive, and it seems like it was all for all the right thing to do, and obviously protecting everybody here in Melbourne. So full credit to Craig Tye and his team as well for sticking to their guns, and obviously they're having to follow all the health requirements down here from the Victorian government, but it seems like it was the right decision now.
Now, Novak Djokovic, now has he been treated fairly by the media and people? Because he came out, he wanted to stand up for the players. So he gave him a list of demands and then there was a backlash. So he made a kind of groveling apology. What do you think of Djokovic's role?
I'm not sure what Djokovic's role is, to be honest. He's not on the player council. He started at the end of last year. They tried to make a breakaway player group during the US Open, which hasn't gained much traction.
Right.
It's easy to throw some demands out there, isn't it, when you're sitting in your hotel suite with your full team in Adelaide and you get your full practice right. Doesn't understand what's going on here in Melbourne. But, you know, he may think he's the voice of reason and the voice of the players. But the way the public looks at it, I mean, it's been a tough year. It was a tough year, 2020. In Melbourne, there's a lot of people that don't want the tennis to go ahead. Of course, I want the tennis to go ahead. I love the Australian Open. And, you know, I think if it can be done the right way, then it's a great event. It employs a lot of people. But you start throwing demands out when everyone has been through what they've been through. It's not going to be looked upon very favourably. And then you throw sort of a half-sorry explanation to why you put those demands out. I don't think that's looked upon.
I don't feel sorry for him then.
Oh, I reckon they chose him because he's widely liked in the tennis community and liked by the media. But on the other hand, if you want to go to the other side of the fence, perhaps Bernard Tomic probably didn't do himself any favours letting his girlfriend speak to the media, I would have thought. Not, well, letting her. It may be encouraging her. I don't know.
I'm not sure if Bernie has much influence over what she does, to be honest. I mean, I would also find it very hard doing 2 weeks in lockdown without someone to wash my hair. So.
Yes, and foot massages every day, right. I think.
All right.
Yeah, well, Bernie might have signed up for a few things that he didn't know he was signing up for.
Yeah, that's right. That social media account. All right. So put all that aside. Are you excited for the start of the tournament, though?
Oh, I can't wait. To be honest, I think the thing people have to realise is the quarantine's being done so that the event can go ahead safely, that these players can eventually come out into the community and play an Australian Open that we all want to see. I can't wait for it to go ahead. It's been a part of my life, the Australian Open, for the last 20-odd years. So I'd be extremely disappointed. It's different to not have it in January. I'm quite enjoying having a summer to myself, for once.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for the tennis to get started, that's for sure. I'll be there every day working long days with Channel 9, and I'm extremely excited about it.
Well, I think, I guess a lot of people are echoing this sentiment. They're here now, so they might as well play tennis. So, Sam Groff, thank you so much for chatting with us, and we really look forward to your commentary of the Australian Open.
No worries. Thanks for chatting anytime.
The Borders 105.7 Triple M with Lou and Matt's Free Money Minute.
The Kiwa Milk, truly local.
10 questions and 60 seconds to answer them all correctly. Suzette from Lavington, are you ready for $500?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Now, Suzette, did you hear Judy a couple of days ago?
No, I've missed her.
Oh, I tell you what, she just went right through them, cool as a cucumber,
she was
wasn't
so
she?
So calm, Luke? You just smashed it out.
Yeah, and Aaron yesterday, he did pretty well, got 7 out of 10. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right, so if you don't know a question, if you don't know an answer, quickly, just pass, and if we've got time, we'll come back and ask that question again.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
On which social media platform would you tweet?
Twitter.
Harold Bishop and Carl Kennedy are characters from which Aussie TV show?
Pass.
A food that is traditional at Wimbledon is strawberries and what?
Cream.
Mel Gibson was born in Australia. True or false?
False.
What is the name of Peter Pan's fairy friend?
Tinkerbell.
What does the I stand for in FYI?
Information.
What is the common name for the human bone known as the scapula?
Shoulder blade.
What's the smallest planet in the solar system?
Mars.
Who is Batman's sidekick?
Robin.
Gryffindor and Slytherin are terms associated with which book and movie series?
Harry Potter.
A food tradition... Sorry. Harold Bishop and Carl Kennedy are characters from which Aussie TV show?
Neighbours.
Wow. All right, there we go, with 2 seconds remaining. All right, how do you reckon you went?
That was good.
8, maybe?
All right, 8. Let's do it. Let's do a drum roll. Lou always likes to do a little drum roll before we reveal a winning score. You ended up with 9 out of 10. 9.
Scapula.
No, scapula was correct. The scapula is the shoulder blade. Mercury is the smallest planet in the solar system.
Yeah, I knew it was with an M.
Yeah, you did so well.
Oh,
I thought
you did so well.
Thought you were there, but brilliant. Thank you so much for trying, and feel free to have a go anytime you can get through, Suzette.
No worries.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Suzette needs revenge, Lou. She needs
to
be a repeat player.
She needs to be a comeback.
We are going to play it again Monday morning at this time, so make sure you have a crack. 133353. It could be you next with $500 on offer every weekday. Thanks to Kiwa Milk. Truly local. It's the Free Money Minute. Because of this new Vic permit system for entry back into Victoria, Victorians are basically overrunning the first clinic that's available to them to get tested because, of course, then you've got 72 hours.
Yes.
So where would be the first clinic that most people would cross over from New South Wales into Victoria, Lou?
I'm guessing Wodonga.
Indeed. So it is having effects here on the border. Lisa Bridges from Aubrey Wodonga Health. Good morning. Is it a bit of an issue at the moment with the number of interstate people dropping into the clinic?
Yes, Matt, we've just seen a huge influx, of course, into our testing clinic at the Wodonga Hospital there. We've done now over 3,500 tests this year thus far. So We've just, yeah, been seeing a huge demand, on our Wodonga clinic, and, you know, nearly 200 tests again yesterday. So we're, just really asking our Victorians who are returning home, who maybe not particularly from this area, please, you can seek out one of the testing clinics closer to home. And like you said, Matt, you've actually got the 72 hours to actually get that test done when you do enter the state.
I guess a lot of people will be doing it, Lisa, because they may not have much time left on their holidays and they just want to knock it out and get it done before they get home. But do you think it should slow down when school holidays are over?
Yeah, we're thinking probably for the next few days we'll still see everyone trying to get home, but our test results probably won't be any quicker for people even if they do get home, Lou. So that's why it's probably important for them, you know, to still keep making their way home, look where their closest testing station is, because it still is taking about a couple of days even for our test results to return. So
and the more people that just funnel through the one clinic, obviously, that's going to tie things up for you guys. Yeah, absolutely. Now, the heat is going to cause an issue, obviously, from today on, right through the weekend, and you've got a new way to get tested.
Yes, Matt, so we're just monitoring the weather really closely and to keep our staff safe, particularly with our drive-through clinic and also our community waiting in the cars, because the wait time has extended out particularly. We're also operating at some days and times at the Wodonga Secondary College, which is just not far from the hospital. So just keep an eye out on our social media pages, you know, if those times and locations change just due to the weather coming up.
So that's a walk-through clinic, not a drive-through clinic?
Yeah, that's right, Lou. So there is parking available near the school, and it's a walk-in clinic into one of the halls on the ground at the school.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Remember the times before cars had air conditioning as well?
Oh, can you imagine? No, thanks.
It's really hot.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so some important information there, especially with the walk-in ones, and your Facebook page. Again, for people who haven't checked it out, Lisa?
Yes, that's right. So all the details are just on the website. And Matt, I just want to send out a great shout out to all our COVID clinic staff who have done an amazing job for the last few weeks, particularly with the border closures. They've been working extremely long hours, working weekends and public holidays. So, so they've all been doing an amazing job to keep our community safe.
Fantastic. Lisa Bridges from Albury Wodonga Health. Thanks so much.
Thanks, little Matt.
Never before has it been as important to have a laugh, Lou, because if you don't laugh right now, what else do you do?
You're going
to
cry.
You're going to bloody cry.
Yeah.
So something like this, it's almost like a community service.
Yes.
There's a comedy night tonight at Beer Deluxe from the Riverina Comedy Club, and we always like to support local groups getting out and entertaining us. So let's find out what's in store for us tonight with Dane Simpson, the MC. Dane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Is it going to be a big night tonight?
It's going to be an absolutely incredibly big night tonight. We've got headliner tonight because I MC the show. I don't know if people know that way, but I live over in Wagga Wagga.
Yes.
But we do shows like I've worked with Ivan Aristeguieta, who's going to be our headliner tonight. We've done similar shows. We've done the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Gala together, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
And also, have you been paying attention? I don't know if people know the show on telly. Ivan is such an amazing performer, and he's Venezuelan, so he's already attractive.
Yeah. He is actually attractive. And I know exactly who you're talking about now that you've said that, that I've seen him on Have You Been Paying Attention a couple of times.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's also had like a gala set that went viral. Well, a few of them have, but a really popular one is about Bunnings sausages, which to find somebody who's, he's a foodie. So for him to enjoy Bunnings sausages, I think is really funny.
Yeah, it is. Now, obviously, he's your headliner. There's some local acts mixed in as well, Dane?
Yeah, that's how we run the show. So we want local people to get up and be on stage and just bring the funny, you know. And I find that people come along to the show and they can just connect with local performers, local comedians who are talking about stuff that we all go through, especially in country New South Wales. We get it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got Jade Fitzgerald who's coming along to the show to perform. She's been performing in Albury for such a long time now. And we also have Josh Liston, who is a local. We've got some other ring-ins coming from around country New South Wales, Kai Fay, and also Luke Burney, who's a one-liner comedian.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good for variety. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, mate. It looks like an awesome card, to be honest, and Ivan headlining, that will be sensational. So the tickets you can get from trybooking.com, it's tonight, 8 p.m, Beer Deluxe in Albury. Dane Simpson is the MC. Thanks very much, mate. Really looking forward to it. I've been to a few, and they're always a great time. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, before there was COVID, there were the catastrophic Upper Murray fires this time last year, obviously starting on New Year's Day, and just awful. Affected so many farms in the Upper Murray area. And we love to hear of a great initiative that helps out people that have done it tough,
mm-hmm.
especially at this time when everyone's doing it a bit tough, businesses and the like. So Julie from the beautiful clothing and gift store Zynerts in Dean Street in Albury is doing something for the women of those farming communities in the Upper Murray who are affected. And she joins us now. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us what you're doing for these ladies.
So I decided last year when the fires were happening, I was driving home and was just absolutely devastated with what was going on and having a staff member going through that with her family farm as well. So I decided at that stage last year that I would have those girls that were affected in for a shopping experience and donate clothing to them and dress them. So, but then, you know, the fixing up their farms and all that sort of distracted everybody and we couldn't get up there and because the roads were blocked. So, and then COVID hit and we couldn't do anything. But now we've got that time that we're over all of those things. And so we've invited those ladies up to Albury to have a little bit of a shopping experience.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's a free shop, basically. They get to come in to your pop-up shop, which is in Dean Street, and they get to choose four items of clothing. Is that right?
That's correct. So we have set up and taken used clothing from the store and set up about 12 racks of beautiful clothing. And myself and another girl will be there to dress them and give them two complete outfits. And that will include shoes as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's just wonderful. Yeah, and it's that kind of community spirit that just warms the heart. It really does.
It really does. Julie, thanks for doing what you do. And we appreciate it as a community. And obviously, mm-hmm. I'm sure those ladies will absolutely love it. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy your day.